that we're in the middle of the finishing the Malach of Shechita of basically causing things to bleed on Shabbos. And if it's a psik reisha like we learned, then for sure, like if your teeth will always bleed when you floss, so then, or if you use a toothpick, your teeth will always bleed, so then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But if they sometimes will bleed, sometimes not bleed, and your intention is not that it should bleed, so the Zainim is Kavan, like we learned already, then it would be allowed. Again, now if somebody needs to draw blood on Shabbos for medicinal purposes, so you're missing your mouth, sir.
Yeah.
Anyway, drawing blood for medicinal purposes basically is not allowed unless if it's a shal pikuach nefesh. So if somebody needs to do it, every case has to be decided individually. And you have to know when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. If you have to, you do it with a shinui. Sometimes it also helps, it makes it easier. Another thing, by the way, part of this malach is sucking out blood from a wound. Let's say you have a cut on your finger. So we learned already many times the tendency of people is to take the finger and go like this, you know, make it wet, which you're not allowed to do because you're eating blood. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. But sucking blood out of a wound on Shabbos is also not allowed because, again, you're causing bleeding. And that's, again, the malach of Shechita, which would be the biblical or rabbinic, depending what the story is.
How about people who chew nails?
The bite the nails, you mean?
Biting nails on
Shabbos is rabbinically forbidden. It's also, I mean, if you do it with a nail, it's part of the malach of shearing, cutting the wool off the animal. So cutting your hair, by the way, it's not only cutting nails, it's pulling the beard also. Somebody pulls the beard, and hair comes out. So if they intended to pull out hair, so that's rabbinically forbidden. It's not the mamish shearing wool, but it's still rabbinically forbidden. The same thing with biting your nails. Biting your nails is also, if you do it with a clipper, it might be biblically forbidden. It is biblically forbidden. If you bite your nails, because it's not officially the normal way of cutting your nails, it's not with your teeth, so it'll still be rabbinically forbidden.
But if somebody all the time bites their nails...
I know a big rabbi who, in his 60s, or his 70s,
no.
Bites his nails.
Yeah, so on Shabbos, he has to tape his mouth, I mean. Or put... There's a story about the Arizal, that the Arizal once put his hand, for a person who's not from, it's going to sound ridiculous. The Arizal once put his hand in his beard on Shabbos, like this, and he was afraid to take off his hand, because he might pull out here. So he left his hand there until the end of Shabbos. He didn't even take away the hand from the beard because he was afraid he might pull out here. Nobody in this room would remember, but sometimes during a weekday Fabreng, the Rebbe would go like this to his beard. But in Shabbos, Rebbe Fabreng Shabbos, the Rebbe never touched his beard with his hand. I saw this myself many, many times in Fabrengen. The Rebbe had a lot of handkerchiefs in his pocket, all over the place. But the Rebbe would take a handkerchief and wipe his beard with the handkerchief, because that doesn't pull out any hair, because it's the, your fingers are sticky, you know, but the handkerchief is definitely not going to do anything. So if he wanted to touch his beard on Shabbos, middle of a, or whatever it was, he would do it with a handkerchief, because then it didn't pull out any hair. But he would never go like this on Shabbos, even though during the weekday he did it. So that's all again because of this, see, pulling out hair or cutting nails, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Anyway, if somebody has to set an IV in their house for Shabbos, they better ask a rav what to do because it's complicated. Next, brushing teeth. There's a whole machlekes in halacha. If you're allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos with a wet toothbrush. B'chal, many poskim say, B'chal, you shouldn't brush your teeth on Shabbos because there's a lot of complications with it. Some poskim hold that if you have a dry toothbrush, using toothpaste, for sure you can. That's what we're going to learn if we get there today, which is the next, well, not that I'm skipping around. Memachek is, with this part of it, is smoothing creams. So you're not allowed to use toothpaste on Shabbos. That's according to all opinions. What? I said, I'm talking about toothpaste. Liquid toothpaste, if you hold, you can use a wet toothbrush on Shabbos, then you could do it. The shaila of a wet, so some poskim hold. Anyway, let's first get to this point. If brushing your teeth is going to make your teeth bleed, then you can't brush your teeth on Shabbos. That's a given. Well, many people have very sensitive gums, you know, anytime you touch them, they bleed. So then you can't brush your teeth on Shabbos, obviously. But if somebody wants to use, let's say, a dry toothbrush in Shabbos, and it doesn't cause bleeding, so then according to many poskim, you could do it. Some poskim say you can even use a wet toothbrush. Many poskim say you can't use a wet toothbrush because of the issue which called schita, squeezing. Now, even though you're not actually squeezing water out of the toothbrush, but it's very similar to the concept of schita on hair. Now, normally schita, when you squeeze something out of an absorbent liquid cloth, so it's the liquid is absorbed in the cloth, and then you squeeze it out, right? So you squeeze it out, so you get liquid. That's schita. Which the origin of schita is dosh, which is threshing, right? Which is basically separating something from what it's inside of, and it's separating it out. So, Moshe, by hair, it says in Halacha, there's chitan here on Shabbos, rabbinically. Why? Not because the hair absorbs. It's not that the hair absorbs. But because there's a lot of hair, and when you go like this, water comes out. So even though you're not squeezing out hair that's absorbed inside the material, but still, it looks like chitan. It looks like you're squeezing. And the same thing is with a toothbrush, even though technically, it's not schita, and therefore many poskim hold you could do it because it's not schita, and it's different than hair.
Drying the hair after the
mikveh. You have to be careful how much hair you have and how to dry it. You can pat it dry, but you can't buff it dry. It also depends what type of haircut you take. You know, if you take a short haircut, then what? You could dry with a towel if you don't squeeze the hair. You can dab it, basically. No, you don't squeeze it. It's not going to squeeze the hair. Some people just put a towel over the head and let it be as it is and let it dry. We'll get to that when we get to those malachas. We'll learn more details about it.
When you're drying your hair, water is not getting squeezed out of your hair and dripping out.
It is. To a certain extent, depends how rough you're using the towel. Normally, when you dry your hands, you don't pat it. You dry your body, right? You go like this. Now, if you do like that to hair, you're going to be squeezing water out of the hair. Is it real schita? No, because the water is not absorbed in the hair. But it's still a form of schita.
When you're squeezing, what are you doing wrong? You're not creating it.
Squeezing is one of the, well, it's an offshoot of dosh, which is threshing, which is one of the lamentes malachas. What you're creating is, you're creating an entity coming out of an entity which it was absorbed in.
The water comes out of water.
I understand, but the mashal, if you take an orange and squeeze it, biblically, it's only for olives and grapes. But rabbinically, any fruit that you squeeze for liquid, you're not allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. Because you're removing something, and because it was done in the Mishkan like that, and the object is changing, because now the liquid was absorbed within the orange, let's say, and now it's coming out of the orange, that's called creativity.
Can you put sugar on it?
What?
Can you put a solid like sugar on it so it's not considered like liquid?
You're allowed to squeeze you can squeeze a lemon on Shabbos onto a salad. Or a solid, S-O-L-I-D, or a salad, lemoshu, because a salad is solid. Now, what some people want to do, and some poskim permit it, some chassidim doesn't, some poskim say that if you have a spoonful of sugar, let's say you want to have lemon in your tea, and you don't have lemon juice, so you want to squeeze a lemon into the tea. Now, you can't squeeze a lemon into tea. You can't squeeze lemon into an empty container. But if you squeeze it onto a salad, it's not a problem. So there are poskim that hold. If you take a spoonful of sugar and then squeeze the lemon onto the sugar, so then you're squeezing it onto a salad, and therefore you would be allowed to. So Masechta holds you're not allowed to because, number one, sugar has a din of liquid, and you're doing it to put it into the liquid. You're not doing it to change the taste of the sauce. Some chassidic holds you're not allowed to do it. Other people, you could do it, but again, we're not in that melacha
now. Not about the salad.
What?
If you squeeze it into the salad, and now you're draining the lemon that's at the bottom of the salad.
You can't strain on Shabbos.
You're taking good from good.
You still can't strain. You could just take the liquid out of the solid, out of this, the liquid, out of this salad.
That's what I want.
You can't do it. You can't do it. What?
On toothpaste, for instance, can you squeeze toothpaste in your mouth? So, and then let's say some more mouthwash, and then.
You're doing toothpaste or mouthwash?
No, I'm saying it's toothpaste. You're not.
Okay, but that's a melacha we're getting to soon. Okay. Halachically, you're allowed to squeeze things out of a tube on Shabbos. You're allowed to. Now, you can't squeeze it sometimes. Even dabbing is a shayla if you're allowed to dab on Shabbos or not. But squeezing out of a tube is not an issue. It's not schita, it's not dosh, it's not an issue. Now, if you squeeze, let's say you want to have a fresh taste in your mouth and there's no mouthwash. So you want to take a tube of toothpaste and squeeze toothpaste into your mouth and then put the water in, you know, you're allowed to do that. Why not?
You sure you can do that with it? And then you take a toothpaste.
But you're creating, you're changing that stuff.
Can you take a toothpaste
to the liquid that you create?
Again, the definition of creativity, what was done to the Mishkan. Certain things you would be allowed to, certain things you wouldn't be allowed to.
For that same reason.
For instance, we can't learn the whole Hilcha Shabbos on one foot, by the way. It ain't happening. Okay? But Lamashal, can I make ice cubes in Shabbos? Because I'm changing from water to salad.
But it turns back into water, it's water.
But it's right now you made it into a salad.
Okay, it's
going to
come back.
See, it's a Neulad. Neulad means you're creating something new.
It's not lasting.
Okay, so that's a whole.
Okay.
For the same reason he said you can't use the solid soap.
You can't use the solid soap.
So why could you take a toothpaste and turn it into liquid, although it's a new habit?
It's not a question of turning this into a liquid.
It's solid and it's turning into liquid.
It's not turning into a liquid. Okay, let me ask you a question. You eat food?
I don't mind. I would love
no, you eat food?
Yeah.
You chew it?
Yes.
Yeah, what happens to the food?
It turns into blood into your body.
Is that changing it some on Shabbos?
Yes.
So you're allowed to eat on Shabbos?
So
Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is not Eichel Shabbos, it's only Yom Tov. So, I mean, are you allowed to eat or you have to fast on Shabbos?
You told us you cannot create. Now you're telling us.
No, it's what's creativity? Creativity is not what you mean you say it's creativity.
Let
me ask you a question. Are you allowed to create a new idea on Shabbos?
A what?
A new idea. You're learning. You create a chiddush, a new brainstorm.
Of course.
Yeah? Why?
Torah.
Huh?
Torah-related,
so what?
Not when it's your job related.
Doesn't matter. It's not. That's not called creativity. It's not creativity. Creativity is defined by what the Chacham say. If you take powder and make it into a liquid. Yeah, you can make a cup of coffee with instant coffee. I'm not talking Bishul now that we learned already. Can I take coffee and put it into water? It's going to dissolve. Why isn't that creating?
You want to eat it.
It's not called creating. It's changing doesn't mean you're creating it.
So
not all changes are creativity.
So we have to have a book in front of us eyes to look at it. Is this creation? Is that creation?
No, you have to hear it in the brain. That's why in Tanya Dalt Rebbe says you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. If somebody is not clear in Hilchos Shabbos, it says it's inevitable that something you should, you know, it should be not the Chas V'Shalom, but you're definitely ending up doing something wrong on Shabbos. That's why they say ignorance is bliss, because what you don't know, you don't know. I know the Alter Rebbe says that. I'm going to say that's what the Welt says, ignorance is bliss. Okay, anyway, now let's get back to bleeding. Now, if somebody wants to take out a splinter, so we discussed this yesterday. If the splinter is deep, they're going to cause bleeding, then you're not allowed to do it. But if it's not going to cause bleeding, meaning it's superficial, it's not deep enough to make blood, so then you are allowed to take out on Shabbos. If you don't know if it's going to bleed or not, and it's not necessarily a psik resha, you have to know how deep you go. So it might be allowed because it's not necessarily for sure going to bleed. So then you could take it out.
Can a goy take it out?
A goy could take it out. But like we said yesterday, sometimes you can't just let a goy draw blood from you if it's not necessary to do on Shabbos. Remember we were speaking with the Rebbe about the hospitals on Shabbos?
Right.
It's not,
hurting.
Huh?
It's hurting.
So the shaila is, can you ask a guy to do something if you're in pain? But then you're alleviating the pain. If a doctor in the hospital, you're just taking blood and they're taking your temperature with a digital thermometer 100 times a minute and they wake you up every 10 minutes,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I could tell you, that's what they do. You have an issue on Shabbos. So years ago when they used... The oral thermometers, you know, with the mercury,
yeah.
That wasn't an issue. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. You can't shake it down afterwards, but you can use it on Shabbos. Today it's all digital. That was the whole story when COVID started. Remember we were discussing in the shuls, everybody wanted to take temperature before you come into the shul, and can a guy take your temperature outside the shul? And there were many rabbanim that permitted and many rabbanim forbid it. I mean, No, the shower, can a guy do it for you? It's not so simple that a guy could do it. Many rabbanim said you could do it, but many rabbanim said you're not allowed to do it. Because number one, you're giving your head over to the guy, so you must say, yeah. You're helping him take the temperature. It's not that he's static like a goylem and he comes over to you.
That's not for temperature, man. It's not even sure there's a brain in there.
No, there's no brain anyway. Nothing to do with temperature. No, I mean, that's the issue. Can a guy, can just can't do for you whatever you want? Huh? I understand. A guy is allowed to do melacha for a sick person on Shabbos. But that's only if you need to do it. A guy just can't do whatever, you know, whatever he wants, because if you need it, the guy is allowed to do for you on Shabbos. Taking a temperature every 10 minutes is not something that you need to do.